Welcome back to another episode of Sundays with Jeff Miller. Remember, we're going to be mostly talking about the NFL, and that means not for losers. This is where you come to get the information you need to make your fantasy football team successful. So don't forget, you can contact me at sundayswithjeffmiller@gmail.com with any questions you might have. Let the clock begin. Well, hello. Podcasts are coming fast and furious, and I'm hoping to get a lot of information out to you in a short time. So let's get to it today. More draft-based value player evaluations. And we're going to start with James Conner, the running back for Arizona. In 2021, last year, he played 15 games, 258 fantasy points. He was RB number 5 positionally ranked. This year, they have him ranked at number 15 with an ADP of 29. In 21, he rushed the ball 202 times for 752 yards, 3.7 yards per carry. So even though he had 15 touchdowns, his yards per carry were actually less than the previous year where he averaged 4.3 yards per carry but only had 6 touchdowns with Pittsburgh. Receiving-wise, he had 39 targets, 37 catches, 375 yards, 10.1 yards per catch, and 3 additional TDs for Arizona. The year before, he had 43 targets, 35 catches, 0 TDs. I am looking for TD regression from James Conner. I don't think that he can duplicate what he did last year. I don't think many people think he will. And I think there's two things that come into play. Can he stay healthy? And does he get the opportunity? I don't think the two are going to mesh as well. And I think he's going to fall somewhere in between. So I think 18, too high, maybe 10. Let's say 10. 10, 12 tops. Draft-based value for me for James Conner is number 41. I'm not going to touch him before pick number 41. That's where his value starts to lie. And only, in my opinion, in a zero running back. If you've grabbed a 2 or 3 receivers or maybe 2 high-end, a quarterback, tight end, whatever, then you drop him in there. Yeah, you might have a weekly starter as long as he can stay healthy, but make sure you draft that backup, right? Williams, make sure you draft him because you're going to need him. Number 2 today, Mike Evans, wide receiver for Tampa Bay, positionally number 7. Last year, he played 16 games. The year before, he played 16 games. 263 fantasy points, 249 the previous year. Ranked number 9 with 14 TDs. The year before, he's ranked number 11 with 13 TDs. His targets in 21 were 114. His targets in 20, 109. Gronk is gone. Godwin is gone. Those are all pluses for him. Mike Evans has moved up a little bit in my board. I think he's got one more really good year. His average draft position is 26. For me, I'm moving him up to number 22. Maybe even a little higher as we get prepared to hit draft time. But Mike Evans, to me, is value for your fantasy football team. Adam Thielen, another wide receiver out of Minnesota. Positionally, they have him ranked at number 34. Injuries have been tough on him in the last few years. 21, 13 games. 2020, 15 games. 2019, 10 games. 200 fantasy points last year, ranked 28th. The year before, he had 254, and he was ranked 10th. His average draft position is 71. For me, you're not going to like this one, people, but Adam Thielen, for me, I'm not looking at him unless I get him in the 90s, and I have him at 94. How about we switch and we go take a look at a running back? How about we look at Josh Jacobs, running back for Las Vegas? Positionally, they have him ranked 22. He's got a new coach, Josh McDaniels. Last year in New England, he had Harris, who had 15 TDs, which was pretty good for their offense. He averaged 4.8 yards per carry for New England. Josh Jacobs averaged 4. I see Josh Jacobs as the Harris of New England this year. In 21, he played 15 games, 228 fantasy points. He was ranked 11th. He had 9 TDs the year before. Very similar. 15 games, 233 fantasy points. 8 ranking, 12 TDs. For me, his average draft position is 41, but I think you can get him a little later. I think that he falls in most fantasy leagues because, you know, everybody's talking about this big, you know, they're going to have a pool of running backs there in Las Vegas. Have you taken a look at him? That's my question to you. I think Josh Jacobs is the better one of the bunch, but I also feel his value best lies at 66. 66. Robert Woods, coming off the ACL tear, wide receiver for Tennessee this year. 9 games last year, didn't fare so well, ranked number 51. This year they're ranking him at number 43. His average draft position is 98. He's not in LA anymore, Dorothy. He's not. He has the torn ACL. For me, I'm going to draft base value Robert Woods at 91. 91. So if I can get him in that range, Adam Thielen is in that range, and my next pick is also in that range. Tyler Lockett, wide receiver for Seattle, positionally ranked 37, an ADP of 89. There are a lot of quarterback questions as far as this offense goes, and you know who is actually running the offense is a big question. Number 16, or number 16 games both the last couple years, 241 fantasy points last year with Russell Wilson, right? Ranked 15th, year before ranked 8th. I see him dropping, and I think his value lies at somewhere around 93. Now, how many of you are happy that DK Metcalf, his teammate, just signed an extension? He just signed his extension for 3 years, and I think it was in the $75 million range, $30 million guaranteed, I think is what I read. 17 games last year for DK, 244 fantasy points. Ranked 14th. He played 82% of the snaps. Now, again, another player that I think his value lies, I think a trend in the NFL is what we see with guys like Debo, Patterson, maybe Hill this year. It hasn't happened yet with Pete Carroll, but I think that if they continue and they would take a look at using Metcalf in that type of format, maybe as a wide back, letting him run the ball more, but getting the ball in his hands close to the line of scrimmage and letting him make plays, his value might be better. But for me, an ADP of 48 is too high. It's too much risk. And I'm going to look at him, and I'm placing him around 83. I know. I'm being tough on him. But that's where I see him. Him at 83, his teammate Lockett at 93. And I'm not going to tell you I told you so when you called to complain this year, but I probably will. How about Michael Pittman? How do you feel about Michael Pittman in Indianapolis? I think that Michael Pittman is getting a lot of play currently. A lot of teams, a lot of people thinking that he's going to be the hot hand there. I'm not sure. Positionally, ranked number 12. Overall, 32. So that means you include quarterbacks in that equation. They're saying 32. Average draft position, 43. Michael Pittman last year finished at 21. I mean, no, at 17 positionally. 17 games, 239 fantasy points. Sorry about that. I don't know what I was thinking. I lost track. 88 catches on 129 targets, 1,082 yards, and 6 TDs. None of that is great, right? Is that worthy of the number 12 wide receiver? That is a question that I have for you. Is that worthy of a number 12 wide receiver? I'm not so sure. I'm not so sure. I know that they grabbed Matt Ryan, right? They grabbed Matt Ryan and they think that he's going to be so much better, right? He had the 5th lowest pass play percentage last year in 21 with Carson Wentz. He does have a weak supporting cast, but Matt Ryan only had 3 300-yard games last year. 3. My positional rank, my draft base value for Michael Pittman is not as high as some. I'm bringing him in at number 53. 53. Fifth round is the top end that I'm going to draft Michael Pittman at. So there we go. That's what I got for you for this podcast. We are starting to knock off players. They're going to start coming fast and furious. If you're curious about any of these guys, I've got coming up in the next podcast, DJ Moore, Javonte Williams, Melvin Gordon, and Kyle Pitts. We'll talk to you then.
Time's up. Bye.